Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to answer your queries, your issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, and the answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today we have the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Yes, thank you very much.
Professor Salman Naqvi, we have discussed in the previous episode some of the examples of community service that could be taught to teenagers. Are there some more examples of community service which we can use to encourage our teenagers to be able to actively serve in the community?
Yes, I think that is a very important thing that we need to teach our children about service to others. Nowadays, you have this very beautiful example in the Arba'een Walk that is taking place nowadays as an annual event, one of the biggest coming together of human...
At least it's the second largest gathering after Hajj.
No, it's of course, it's the largest maybe in when it comes to numbers moving all the time. Hajj is a very huge gathering, but it's limited nowadays to maybe a couple of million people. But here, millions and millions of people start walking.
Arba'een has actually crossed that, yeah.
So in that we see the outpouring of that human generosity and care for others. People are sitting on the sides of the path towards Karbala.
In the desert of Karbala,
yes,
we see an ocean of people.
As you said, in scorching heat, they feel proud and honored by serving people who are working towards Imam Hussein.
Right.
And they offer them food, they offer them rest, they offer them even, they massage them, and they clean their shoes. And so many of these things are done without any expectation. Rather, they beseech you, they come to you, and they request you to come and to give them the opportunity to serve you.
So in itself, for the parents who have this capability of visiting, going for ziyarat and having a trip of Arba'een, it's very important and encouraging that we come up with our teens for this trip, and they themselves see that practically and then actually get encouraged.
Yes, so it is it's a very educational trip. It's apart from its religious aspects. As far as the specific religiosity that is there, and the outpouring of love for Imam Hussein, and the tawassul that we carry out in that, and it's a show of our human nature. It has many aspects. It has many dimensions.
Right.
This Arba'een Walk is a
multi-dimensional
thing. It has its political aspects. It has its social aspects. It has its economic aspects. Just like Hajj, as you were saying, and so many things. If we want our children to learn and to become strong, this is an experience which gives them this experience of walking for a purpose which is pure for the purely for the sake of Imam Hussein and reaching out to Imam Hussein for the sake of gaining proximity to Allah Almighty. So it's a wonderful experience which altogether we have so many facets in it. And one of the most important things that's happening is the Iraqi people, they are coming out. And nowadays, people from all over the world are coming to set up these mokibs.
Stalls.
And they also carrying out this community service. And this is being duplicated and replicated in many places of the world, even if it's not in Karbala. Though, yes, the Karbala walk, the mashy that has istihbab, that is recommended by Islam and the Shia faith, it is specifically for the walk towards Karbala.
Right. Professor, we'll learn more from you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Nakavi, and we're discussing the importance of community service and how can we encourage our children for community service. Yes, Professor.
So, yes, we were talking about the Arbaeen walk and its implications and its different dimensions. And we are saying that now it is being replicated and duplicated in many places of the world. It's not the actual Arbaeen walk. It's not the one that is being considered to be a mustahab act.
Right.
But still, as we carry out the ta'ziyah, as we carry out the, for example, any commemoration services for Imam Hussein, this is also in other places of the world, it's happening.
Right.
And people are coming out with their generosity also there. They're also giving people food to eat, drinks, and so many other things,
right,
and so many other services. So it's becoming a global feature. So it's becoming a sunnah, which is being, in the general sense, it is becoming a sunnah which is being established in the whole world. So this is how we can train our children and educate our children to become a part of that global movement. Muharram and Safar, we see so many people in India and Pakistan, we see so many stalls for food and drinks have been set up. We call them sabils in India and Pakistan. And there you have even non-Muslims and Muslims from other sects coming out to participate in that in that generosity. They give sharba, they give
the drinks.
Drinks out, even if they're not Muslims, or not Shia Muslims. So this is a very beautiful example of the interaction between different faiths, between human beings, between different sects.
And at the same time, community service.
At the same time, community service. So, and this experience and this learning should continue the whole year. As, for example, in the month of Ramadan, we practice fasting and we practice abstention and abstinence from the various things. The effects of that should continue throughout the year.
Right.
In the same way, when we go for Arbaeen or when we go for these activities of a religious nature, but then the lessons that are learned from them should be continued throughout the year. And this community service should become a symbol of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. The Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam were so much concerned with the fact that they needed to help people in need.
Right.
And we, unfortunately, again, that is not the only thing they came for to this world, into this world. They had a greater mission. They wanted to emancipate the whole of humanity. But
right,
one aspect was the service to mankind, to helping those in need,
right,
helping those who were below
oppressed
the poverty line, oppressed. So in every way, they showed us a beautiful example of coming out to helping other people. And this is an example. This is something which we should take up as a global activity.
Right.
It shouldn't be so that the United Nations has to carry out work for
some particular mission and then like stop it. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are with Professor Salman Naqvi discussing the importance of community service, how it could be taught to the teenagers. And Professor, before going to the break, you actually clarified a very important point. Sometimes we encourage our teens to be like, go and just set up a mokib in the Alpine or set up some kind of sabil, same stall, just in the name of Hussein alayhi salam. But you said it should not be limited to that particular period, that particular event. It should be going on throughout the year.
Yes, it should be a lesson that is learned for all of the year round. And especially, I think what is very much emphasized in Islam is the neighborhood. We know that Islam has emphasized and stressed upon taking care of our neighbors.
Yeah.
And so much stress has been given that the Holy Prophet said that I was given so much recommendations about the neighbors that I thought they would be given a part in a share in the inheritance also.
Right.
So that is the importance. And unfortunately, in this mechanical world of ours, this materialistic world of ours, we don't know what's happening beyond our beyond our walls. The neighbors, we are completely ignorant about their well-being. Of course, the people do mind being, if somebody pokes their nose into their affairs, but that is not the case. We should be living, we should have a society, a community, a neighborhood where people know each other and they interact with each other and they know what the problems of that are being faced by each other. So there are so many people, white-collared people, they can't even express their needs. There are people who are in need. They maintain their dignity. People who don't have that, they don't face that problem. They don't face that issue. They come out in the open and beg, and ask others for help.
Right.
But they are people who are in need and really in need, and they are really facing difficulties. But they can't. They feel ashamed of expressing their needs.
Right.
That is the target that we should be trying to achieve. That our children. Realize who is really in need.
Right.
Of course, those who come out to beg and to ask, they should be given also. They should not be turned away.
Right.
We shouldn't shout at them. We shouldn't tell them off. That is also not proper. وَمَسَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. If somebody asks you for some help, you shouldn't turn him off. You shouldn't turn him away. You shouldn't, scold him. Yes,
right.
Help him to him. But those people who are really mahroom, those who are really in need, our society should be such that even if the elders can't, the children at least when they play in the neighborhood with the other children, with the other children of the neighborhood, they find out the difficulties and they can come back and relate them to their parents, and then they can get together to solve those problems.
Right.
So, I mean, people, they are lady girls who are, they need to, they are in need of weddings. They don't have enough money for their dowries.
Carry out, yeah.
So people should be helping them with the dowries, getting good-natured people together, acquainted with each other, bringing them into a family, into a husband and wife's relationship, giving them the proper advice, and then setting up the family. That is all wonderful things that need to be done by our society, and especially this should start from the youth. And it shouldn't be left off for a group of people who maybe are well-off and well-to-do, and they can do it. No, everyone should get involved and participate in it.
Right, exactly. As Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family said, Whoever helps ease the burden of a Muslim in this world, Allah will ease his burden on the Day of Judgment. May Allah help us to be that generous, to be that helping, and also encourage our teens for these generous acts of community service. Thank you so much, Professor, for that beautiful discussion. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.